According to Eileen Southern, in Inside the Minstrel Mask, Ethiopian minstrelsy as a form of theatrical entertainment in the United States began to emerge during the 1820s and reached its zenith during the years of 1840s to 1880s. The first half of the period was dominated by whites, who blackened their faces with burnt cork and took to the stage to impersonate the rural slave and his free urban counterpart. In 1867, the first permanent all-black minstrel troupe was organized, and from that time on, black minstrels became as common as white minstrels had been in the earlier part of the century. The black troops maintained the same traditions as the whites, blackface and all.